Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been Trans Awareness Week, and of course, Transgender Day of Remembrance is coming up on Saturday, a day to memorialize people who have been killed as a result of transphobia. And we have the founder of Trans Day of Remembrance joining us right now, opinion columnist for the Bay Area Reporter, Gwendolyn Ann Smith. Thank you so much for being here today. It is such an honor to have you on Let's Go There.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Well, you decided to start Trans Day of Remembrance in honor of Rita Hester. Tell us more about who Rita Hester was and why did she inspire you to do this?
Rita Hester was a 28-year-old trans woman, African-American, who was murdered November 28, 1998. She had gone to a club the night before and was found the next day. The reason why her case in particular was actually because there was a case that had happened 3 years prior to her death, that of Chanel Pickett, who was also a young Black trans woman, who was also murdered, and the trial of her killer had just wrapped up like 15 months before Rita Hester. And it really struck me that we were seeing these cases happen and nobody seemed to be aware of them. And it felt like that lack of awareness was just causing the issue to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I don't think a lot of people understand where that comes from. Well, this day originated in its origin story, so I appreciate you for breaking that down. But I also, I think there's been a lot of conversation recently, and we even had this conversation earlier this week about this day started for specific reasons, and it's important for all of the reasons for this to remember the lives that were taken, to remember the lives that are still going through so much. But, you know, as days originate, they also kind of evolve in meaning. And I wonder, do you think there is a moment where this day really is evolving into something where it's not just strictly just remembering the lives lost, but it's also celebrating what the full trans experience can be, and that being joy?
Yeah, I think there is some movement on that. I mean, certainly with it kind of becoming part of Trans Awareness Week, you know, speaks to that there's a buildup for it. There's time for having other conversations and other discussions. You know, I really wish that there was more room, if not within this time of year, at some point during the year, to celebrate trans lives and trans joy.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, we're still living in a point in history here where 46 trans people have been killed this year.
Yeah.
And in this country, and 375 people around the world. So I think we still need to hold some space for paying attention to that issue.
Of course.
While still considering some time for something else.
Definitely. And TDOR, as we say, Transgender Day of Remembrance, was started in
TDOR.
TDOR. Yeah. It was started in 1999. I mean, one, like, how do you think it's evolved? And like now with the age of social media and the internet, a new generation taking it on.
Yeah. You know, in the early days, the internet itself, as far as, I mean, there wasn't a Twitter, there wasn't anything like that. Those of us in the community got to know each other through, I mean, America Online back way whenever. And you know, the whole thing's changed now. It used to be TDORs were very small events that were largely being held at trans support groups, and now it's a much, much larger thing than that, with social media, with, you know, events happening all over the place. It's huge. It's great.
Now, did you ever expect this to be such a milestone?
No, I totally did not expect it. I mean, really, when I first started to look at the issue and talk about anti-trans violence, I felt like, you know, I'm going to be shouting out in the void. Who's going to be paying attention to this? And so it's really been personally gratifying to see the amount of attention that's paid to the issue. And yet at the same time, I feel, okay, we know about this issue now. We're aware of this issue, and yet it's still happening. So what's next?
Oh, yeah. And what is next? I mean, obviously, we hope that we don't have to have a day like today anymore, right? Or this idea of awareness for 1 week, there should be awareness every day.
Absolutely. Awareness is good, but we also need action. There's too many of us living out on the streets. There's too many of us not being able to get care, not being able to get jobs. There needs to be more.
Well, I just have to say really quickly, that is an honor mm-hmm. to be chatting with you. Like, honestly, I feel like I'm talking to Oprah or something.
An icon.
I don't have any cars to give out.
No, I mean, you don't even have to give me anything. Just your presence is so amazing. And so I just want to give you your flowers and thank you for all of the work that you continue to do and what you've done. And we just celebrate you here. And so thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
That was Gwendolyn Ann Smith, an opinion columnist for the Bay Area Reporter and founder of the Transgender Day of Remembrance. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.